bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MD Radio, and I'm about to shock myself. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but it is the last Monday in the month of August 2013. Next week, we're going to be on hiatus. It's a holiday, Labor Day, Monday, September the 1st. There'll be no MD Radio, so do not look for us next Monday on Labor Day. One thing that is happening on Monday, Labor Day, I know the great, incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, is being inducted into the Muscle Beach Hall of Fame. Joe Wheatley is out there doing the deal with one of those comic book guys. Somebody.
Stan Lee, come on.
What's his name?
Stan the Man Lee.
And that would be Bob Chicarillo chiming in, the voice of professional bodybuilding, trying to correct me here. Stan Lee, I drew a blank before I could give the masterful introduction of the voice of professional bodybuilding and the Mr. Olympia, Robert Chicarillo. Welcome back to MD Radio.
Bro, Stan Lee, the comic book people, he is the god. He is the Joe Weider to bodybuilding. He is the comics.
90 years old. I think
wow.
Joe Wheatley is bringing him out there to make sure that the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, gets the proper induction to include amongst him, of course, Joe Weider and Rich Gasparri and a few other Hall of Famers. I know, remember Rachel McLish and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Muscle Beach just bringing people in. It's going to be Lou Ferrigno Day on Labor Day a week from now. But right now we're talking about the last Monday in the month of August 2013. And, Bob, we've got a lot of ground to cover. A lot of stuff is happening as we head into our final Olympia qualification for the men bodybuilders taking place this Friday and Saturday, August 30th and 31st in Lahti, Finland, where I'll be at the microphone. And there is a spot that's wide open because as of right now, Bob, the list of competitors, no one is qualified for this year's Mr. Olympia.
Yeah, you know, we could see a new face in there. I don't know if there's going to be any last-minute entrants. We've heard some rumblings that Issa Obiad might be going or, you know, a few other top names. So you never really know. I mean, it is in Finland, so, I mean, you know, God only knows. I'd be less surprised if a name showed up than I was last night when Miley Cyrus showed off her no ass at the ATV awards what was that, bro? Come on, like really?
I had to cover my eyes. I mean,
so did you see that? Did you see that still picture of Will Smith and his family with that look in their face when she came out?
You know, I think everybody had a very similar look in their face when poor Miley Cyrus tried just a little bit too hard on the VMA awards last night.
A little bit.
Yeah, had me looking at my 8-year-old Bob saying, "No, you don't want to do that when you grow up."
Somebody's gonna be there's gonna be some people trying hard in Finland, bro, because you're right. We are down to the last. And actually, while you're rocking it in Finland, I'm going to be right next door here in Sarasota. Patricia Valente putting on the second annual Valente Cup. No gentleman there except Tricky Jackson, of course, will be rocking the stage in a guest posing appearance. But we've got some lady pros that are going to be there. I tell you what, even they're getting down to just a handful of shows. The Olympia lineup is almost set.
Yeah, that is ladies' night at the Valente Cup. And a few guys, Bob, this is an international event. Granted, it's held over in Finland. So can you imagine these guys coming from the countries of Iran, Lebanon, France, Germany, Italy, Russia, and, of course, Belarus and Finland, to say the least. One of the guys that we're going to be looking out for and potentially expecting some pretty big things from Russia, Alexei Lusakov?
That's as good a guess as I'm going to take. There's a lot of question marks coming into this show. Cause, I mean, obviously, some of these guys making their pro debuts, it's on their own kind of neck of the woods over there, their own turf, so to say. They don't want to take the big trip, even if they're coming from a different country. So, listen, it's a golden opportunity for somebody, Sean, to make their mark, to maybe get a trip to the Olympia and put their skills up against the best. But I'll tell you what, whoever wins it is going to have their work cut out for them, because now what you're seeing is all these videos that are coming out, and we're seeing Jake Cutler, who I got to tell you, my friend, I know you've had your bets hedged against him for actually showing up on game day, but he seems bent on getting on stage. He's saying he ain't backing out, he ain't doing this, he ain't doing that. So any chance of revising your bet, my friend, or are you still sticking with it?
Early. We got about 5 weeks yet to go. Jay certainly looks like he is doing the business. There's no question. when challenged, he's always risen to the occasion, and I'm not, there's no crow to swallow here, bro. He's a professional bodybuilder in the ninth degree, and if anybody's capable of a comeback, he is. However, again, you're dealing with a young bodybuilder in the form of Phil Heath that is just hungry, and I just still think he's got a grip on that title. But before we get to that Olympia, because I want to say that for a little further down the road, we got a couple of Arnold Classic champions that are going to be meeting on stage for the first time. This year's 2013 Arnold Classic Ohio winner, Emiliano Duomo from Italy, will be going up against Matthias Botoff, who won a year ago out there, a taller bodybuilder on the 6 foot plus side from Germany. And of course, now we've also got Lionel Biecki, who just rattled off a couple of pretty impressive showings, but still a little bit of water to go. And Mohamed Banu, who took a couple of fourth place finishes there in the last couple of shows. So this contest, while it's not deep in talent, the playing field's level because nobody in here, it's not a runaway for Lionel Biecki because he's always had this water retention problem, and now he's going all the way to Finland. So we got a question: is he capable of getting rid of water going so far away?
Well, the bigger question is has Dennis James been working with him? I haven't. I talked to DJ last week, but we never got into that subject. But if Dennis has been working with him since the Europa, now keep in mind, everybody, Dennis just started working with Lionel 5 days before the last show, so not a lot can be told by that. Although he did look much better than he had previously. If Dennis has been working with him since then, I think you would see a much different Lionel Biecki on stage in Finland.
Well, and that would be, again, I don't want to put this guy in the Cedric McMillan realm when we start talking about ifs, but we still have yet to see the Lionel Biecki that we all know lies very thinly beneath a thin layer of water, and how cool it would be to see that in Finland and then watch him bring that into Las Vegas, where he would be a for sure top 10 lock if he can dry out. But that, again, remains to be seen. He's still a work in progress, and it hasn't materialized on a pro stage. So we're going to find out if that happens. But that being said, Bob, there's also a bikini competition going on that's huge up there in that neck of the woods. They've got a lot of competitors. I mean, Florida just seems to be spitting them out. Florida's got like 4 or 5 girls in that contest.
Oh, yeah.
That are going to be competing along with the pro figure category. And ironically, there's more pro figure girls competing there than the bikini. And these girls are coming from South Africa, the United Kingdom, from Russia, Spain, Slovakia, Switzerland, Venezuela, Italy, and Finland. So, I mean, it's a very international Arnold Schwarzenegger-like lineup taking place in Finland.
Well, you know, they have kind of a different judging system out there, not in terms of scorekeeping ability. I'm talking in terms of what they look for. And the Europeans always tend to favor the harder physiques. It just seems to be the way it goes. They have other classes out there, actually. They have like a women's physique similar to ours, except they wear heels and thongs, which is kind of interesting. But I'll be curious to see what comes out of that. But, you know, we obviously none of us follow the bikini results that quickly, so I don't even know who any front runners are. But I tell you this, all those girls are just smoking hot. I mean, I tell you where they're going to have their hands full, Sean, is at the Olympia. I mean, you've got, you know, anybody from Amanda Latona to, you know, Justine Monroe, who just won, by the way, just came back from St. Louis, Sean. Justine Monroe winning the bikini there. She was already qualified, but I got to say, man, she was heads and bikini heels above everybody at that show.
You don't got to tell me. I was following very closely there on the Muscular Development online forums, and there's no buts about it. Did she pull that one off? And that was her second one in a row. I believe she won that last year as well. So she's doing the business and definitely raised her stock going into the upcoming Bikini Olympia, which I believe is only, 3 years young? I think this is the third year. Sonia Gonzalez, Nicole Negroni, and Thalia Mello. So I believe it's going on its fourth year, Bob. It's a very young competition there at the Olympia for the bikini girls, and she just put herself squarely in the runner seat, for the front runner seat for that competition. But also coming up this weekend, going heads up against our coverage exclusively on Muscular Development Online, is the North America Championships, IFBB North America Championships. A week ago, we had Gary Udit on here. He had mentioned then he had upwards of expecting about 780-plus competitors.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, we had Gary on last week, week before, whatever it was, and he's just done such a tremendous job turning that show around. Again, for people that weren't around, I mean, literally, Sean, you go back, I mean, and obviously you remember this, you know, 10 years ago, that show was dead and buried. I mean, it was literally on life support of we can't give it away. I mean, it was drying up, wasn't getting any competitors. You know, some of it had to do with location, but, you know, more importantly, obviously, you know, who's running it behind the scenes is really what it's all about. Gary took it over, moved it, put a lot of money and time and effort into it. He's got 800 competitors going. I mean, that's sick.
Yeah, and again, those numbers have been inflated by the influx of course, the physique division and the bikini round, and also, remember, I believe there's also a masters division in there. There's a lot of pro cards at stake here in this North America's, where we saw Linda Murray, 8-time Miss Olympia, come out of the amateur ranks, along with Dexter Jackson and, of course, Paul Dillette from way back in the 90s. So they spit out a few athletes coming out of that way, and moving it from Cleveland back over to Pittsburgh was an ingenious move by Gary Udit and his crew. Gary's real quick to tell you, he does not do this alone. He's got one of the best crews. And again, how these guys qualify, it's a little bit differently. The U.S. competitors qualify in open divisions. They have to qualify, actually, by January 1st of 2012. And then you got these Canadians coming in and the Mexicans coming in. And there's a lot of different little rules and nuances as it relates to the North Americas that it doesn't apply towards our USAs and our national championships.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different deal over there. But, you know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, now correct me if I'm wrong, bro, but that is a top two turns pro, correct?
I believe so, but I was going to just allude to the fact, Bob, and this is one of the few pro qualifiers where they have, like, over 35, over 45, over 55. I mean, and there's a lot of crossing over type stuff going on, but I believe it is a top two. I'm not 100% sure. We're going to find out, but what I do want to get out there before we take our first commercial break here at MB Radio is that next week, of course, is Labor Day weekend. It's a holiday, so we're not going to be on the radio giving you guys results. You're not going to get the results from Finland. You won't hear anything about North America, but what you will have is online gavel-to-gavel coverage of both events. We'll have a team in Finland doing play-by-play. I'll be up there doing the MC job. Adina will be up there bringing us, uploading pictures and some video stuff. Of course, we'll have our other squad right there in Pittsburgh bringing it to you online. So make sure you stay with us at Muscular Development Online to get that contest coverage. It'll be up there on Saturday as it happens. Of course, it'll be there Monday when we're enjoying the Labor Day weekend, Bob. The Valente Cup, this is a figure, bikini, and physique competition for women?
Good question. I don't know if they have physique. I think they've got a figure in bikini, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, either way, again, that's the last opportunity to qualify. So after that, everything goes dark. I do believe that John Lindsay's got one show September the 7th here in Culver City, and that'll round out the contest going into the Olympia, correct?
You are correct, sir.
Yep, and that's going to take place September the 7th in Culver City, 2 days before my birthday. I had to get that out there because remember, Bob.
John has a show every week, so nothing would shock me there.
Yeah, back in the day, you know, getting ready for the Olympia, it always fell on my birthday. Now they pushed it back a couple, you know, it's been at the back end of September. Next year, the 50th annual Mr. Olympia weekend, the Mr. Olympia weekend will take place September the 18th to the 21st. So
hey, wait a minute, you got to be turning 50 then this year, correct?
Slow down, relax. Man, your math is horrible. First of all, I'm talking about the 50th anniversary of Mr. Olympia, not the 50th birthday of Sean Ray. That's a few years away. But anyway, September the 18th through the 21st is the Joe Weider Mr. Olympia weekend for the 50th anniversary. Of course, Joe and Ben, neither one are here with us, but they left the groundwork for us to keep this thing going. And hats off to Robin Chang and the NPC president, Jim Mannion, because those guys are doing a tremendous job keeping the wheels on the bus, and that expo is something to behold. And again, we're going to talk about what the ramifications are heading into our 49th Joe Weider Mr. Olympia weekend coming up this September 27th and 28th in Las Vegas. We'll take our first commercial break with the voice of professional bodybuilding, Bob Ciccarillo, right here at MD Radio. We'll be right back after this.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Coming Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th to the Las Vegas Convention Center, the newest line of supplements from Gear Nutrition with the biggest stars in bodybuilding and fitness. Join us as we share the latest in pharmaceutical-grade nutritional supplements and meet the sports leaders in bodybuilding and fitness, like former UFC light heavyweight champion Shogun Rua, Hall of Famers Sean Ray and Kevin Lavrone, plus future Mr. Olympia hopefuls Aaron Clark and Justin Compton. Great products and Hall of Fame leaders bringing quality and performance to nutritional stores near you. Visit us online at www.gearednutra.com and stop by our booth 1841 at the Mr. Olympia Expo weekend, where we create history.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
But one of the guys that gets a lot of the credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth. All right, we're just engaging in a little bit of chit-chat here on Monday, the 26th of August, our last Monday. And it just stuns me how fast the month of August flew by. And before we get too far ahead of ourselves, just be mindful. There's three events that we know of that are taking place in the IFBB, one of which, Bob, will be at the mic rocking it on Friday the 30th and Saturday the 31st in Sarasota, Florida. That is the Valente Gold Cup.
By the way, Sean, interjecting on that, in the IFBB portion, men's physique, figure, and bikini. So three spots up for grabs.
Yeah, and you've got a whole slew of NPC stuff going on with the men's open, 40, 50, teenage men, which you rarely see anymore, open figure, 30, 40, and 50-plus novice. It's a full lineup taking place. I guess the host hotel is the Hyatt Regency. You can check out more information at www.valente.com. And, of course, I just mentioned earlier the North America Championships, which Gary Uded is putting on out there in Pittsburgh, PA. That's a huge one on our list of things to do. And I'll be at the Nordic Pro Championships taking place in Lahti, Finland. A lot of action going on this weekend. A lot of people scrambling trying to get in to that Olympia weekend. The 49th annual taking place right there at the Orleans Arena. So check that out. Bob, speaking of that competition, I go to the MD site and I start thumbing through some of the threads, and man, there's some names that are popping up that no one's even discussed in recently. For example, Dennis Wolf visited Muscle Beach out there. I'm assuming he wound up on Dave Burley's couch and talked to Dave Burley. But Dennis Wolf, a former top six Olympian. But are we going to be saying a former top six Olympian after this year's show?
Well, it's interesting you brought up his name, Sean, because you're right. I mean, all the conversation has been Phil, Kai, obviously a big Rami now, and you know, Sean Roden's kind of getting his name out there a little bit in the mix. But, yeah, his name's kind of been kind of, you know, lost in the shuffle, really, and really kind of unfairly. I mean, you know, obviously you got to play the game and see where he's at. But it's interesting because, to me, he's right on the fence. Like he can kind of go either way. You know, and again, I mean, you look down this list. I mean, you know, we haven't even mentioned Dexter Jackson, Victor Martinez, Branch Warren, Ruly Winkler, you know, Tony Freeman, you know. So, I mean, you've got, you know, you talk about a full boat. I mean, you know, we talk about every year, of course, Sean, like, you know, hey, it might be the most competitive Olympian history, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? This might be the deepest lineup in a long time.
Yeah, well, just real quick to backtrack off of that, the depth of that lineup, there was a pro event taking place in Tahoe over the weekend. We had women's figure going down. I got to make sure we get that out there and give a big congratulations to Mallory Halderman. She wound up winning that competition along with Allison Fron, who was first runner-up from Dallas, Texas. I believe she's dating Steve Kuklo.
You are correct, sir. And guess who trains Mallory?
Steve Kuklo?
Close. Very close. Our good friend Tracy Greenwood, former Olympian.
That's right, out of Delaware. And then third place, Victoria Adelis from Oregon, rounded out the top three up there in Tahoe. So that happened over the weekend. And of course, now Mallory's qualified, of course, to the figure Olympia Championships. I can't imagine, Bob, that there's going to be any less than a minimum of 20 girls standing on that stage in the figure lineup alone, because, I mean, there's been a lot more figure contests this year.
Well, it's loaded. I mean, there's a lot of shows, and let's face it, if you're just going from a pure financial standpoint, if you're a promoter in the IFBB, you have to have figure or bikini or something. I mean, it's just such an attraction. The girls are gorgeous. I mean, you know, obviously it makes the show great in addition to any NPC action that you have going. But yeah, they got a lot of shows, man, so they take advantage. But I tell you what, I got to give credit where it's due to the IFBB athletes, because they have been coming out and supporting and competing in the shows, especially. Always got a soft spot in my heart, bro. Of course, for the women's physique, who have just been out there in droves, almost 40 competitors in the last three, four shows.
Yeah, it's amazing how competitive these ladies are, and they are putting in the work, and deservedly so. We want to welcome to Team Muscular Development over the weekend Nick Trigilli. I believe that's how you announce his name. He's going to be, he just signed on with Muscular Development, so we'll see some things from him on the boards, of course, in the magazines. I'm not sure, Bob, is he getting ready to do the North America, or is he getting ready for the Nationals?
You got me there, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm sure he's going to be back. He appeared last year and then kind of disappeared. I'm almost certain he's one of those favorites going into the super heavyweights of the Nationals, and we're going to be following him on the Muscular Development site to watch that progress. Very reminiscent of a slender version of our boy Rami, man. I'm going to look at the guy. He's got potential personified. He's just got to bring the detail with that mass. So welcome, Nick, to Team MD. And, of course, again, following this competition taking place, Bob, going into the Mr. Olympia, there's a lot of stuff happening after the Olympia that a lot of people may not be aware of. But right after the Olympia, 2 weeks later, we'll be headed into our third annual Arnold Classic Europe, which takes place in Madrid, Spain. Of course, we know last year's winner, Sean Roden, will more than likely go back there to defend his title. And the first winner ever, Victor Martinez, will be coming off of the Mr. Olympia contest. I wonder if he's going to wind up going there. It'd be nice to see kind of both the former champions go up there to do battle with the guys going after it in 2013. But, you know, that's yet to be seen. Following that contest, the guys will head over to Prague to compete in the Prague Evil Show. That's going to be the second annual Prague show taking place October the 26th over in the Czech Republic. Have you been there?
I have not been there, my friend. It'd be a place I'd like to go, actually, but, you know, there's a lot on the list. But, you know, listen, I know you got to do your job, bro, and, you know, get these shows out there and all that. This is boring stuff, man. Give me something to chew on here. Sean Roden talking smack and Phil Heath talking smack about Sean Roden. What do you make of that?
Well, real quick, I just got to make a correction. I said the Prague show was October 26th. It's actually October the 19th. Phil Heath rightfully can talk the smack. Sean Roden is a very quiet bodybuilder. I don't believe Sean Roden's even said boo as it relates to the contest. Sean is a guy you really have to shake his foundation just to get him to say hello. Phil, on the other hand, is a two-time Mr. Olympia champion, a first runner-up at the Arnold Classic champion, a New York Pro champion, Colorado Pro champion. This guy, I mean, he's taken out everybody that's been in front of him, including his good friend Jay Cutler. He's beaten everyone on the planet, so to speak. So for him to say that Sean's got a long way to go before he can get to him, it's in its proper context. But Sean, the only way he can respond is to stand next to him on stage. Sean's got to respond to the call. Phil has to just keep being Phil. He has the right to, you know, talk, I don't even want to call it arrogantly. He can talk confidently about holding on to that title because he's confidently done the business and the judges have recognized it. We all recognize what Phil Heath is capable of.
Oh, yeah.
The comparison that Rami's going to be the guy to knock him off his throne, that's a little bit more out there because we haven't seen Rami stand next to Phil. Phil has stood next to Sean.
Let me ask you this, Sean. I want to get more Freudian with this whole thing. The Roden's response, you know, was exactly what I expected. You know, he doesn't talk a lot at all. But let me ask you this, though. Phil's the champ and the two-time defending champ. In your opinion, should he have to really talk about anybody? I mean, shouldn't he be just kind of kicking back and letting them come? And Phil doesn't have to beat anybody. They got to beat Phil.
You're right, but it's nice to hear a rebuttal. You know, how boring would our sport be if the champ didn't have anything to say? I mean, people want to hear the inner workings of how the champ works. And the champ recognizes the challengers. I mean, he was a challenger for a while there. He's been in Sean Roden's shoes trying to get that number one spot, so he knows how hungry Sean Roden is, because when he was fourth place in the Olympia and then first runner-up in the Olympia, Phil, he could taste it, and he went back to the gym, and he had to fight to take it away from the champion in Jay.
Sure.
Well, Sean Roden is in that same position, so when Phil's speaking, he realizes he has to stay one step ahead of the competition because he knows that Sean, A, is capable of getting that call out, and B, you can't sleep on someone with those types of genetics. If Sean gets the delts and Sean winds up getting the pecs and he gets the thigh separation and the glute and hamstring tie-in that Phil gets in terms of condition, he could be right there with Phil. But Phil's got to confidently say it's impossible. I'm with Phil on this one. Phil should respond to everybody that has something to say and then go out on the stage and show what he's made of.
Well, in this case, it was Phil who actually initiated. Now, it was done kind of cheesily with a couple of guys that were, you know, talking with him, and somebody had their phone camera and, you know, kind of recorded it. So, you know, it was
DMZ.
It was done with, you know, a little bit in bad taste. But that said, I got to be honest, man. I like the champ out there talking, out there speaking his piece, and out there championing his cause to say, look, man, I don't care who's showing up. I'm beating this guy. I'm beating Jay's my buddy. I'm beating his ass. I mean, I'm all for that stuff. I think the sport has been a little bit too quiet in years past with the, you know, the Dorians and that type of stuff. Lee Haney, God bless him, we both love him to death, but he was a gentleman. He didn't really talk, although he did like to throw a little bit of crap towards Lee Labrada.
Well, here's the deal. I think that at the end of the day, it's a gentleman's sport. This is not boxing where you can talk smack, go out and beat up on your competitors. It's a subjective sport of opinion, and there's a fine line between arrogance and being cocky. And we've all walked it. At the end of the day, Phil comes from a different cloth. Phil's not a disrespectful guy, but as you continue to rack up these wins and you continue to impress, shock, and awe, of course he gets a little bit of swagger. Sean is yet to be there. Sean won like 5 out of 7 shows last year and wound up third in his first or second Olympia. So he's getting to the point where, you know, people are going to want to hear how he's doing that. So far he's been very quiet and under the radar. But I think if Phil winds up losing to somebody like Sean Roden, it'll be hard pressed to keep Sean Roden's mouth shut for very long. I can guarantee that.
Who do you think has the best shot of knocking Phil off?
I'm going to tell you who has the best shot. As soon as we take this commercial break here at MD Radio, we're going to come back and talk about who has the best shot to take Phil and knock him off his rocker right here with Bob Schick and Sean Ray after this.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight, your Dark Side War is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Arriving at Joe Weider's Olympia Weekend 2013 in Las Vegas, Nevada, the new standard in sports nutrition, gear, genetically enhanced anabolic research, our shock series of G-Shock, E-Shock, and Max-Shock that utilize the patent-pending Beat Drive technology are not just another pump line of products. They redefine the nitric oxide category, soon to be available at retailers worldwide. Stop in and pick them up and feel the difference for yourself. Gear. We create history. www.gearnutra.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend.
the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Ron! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! Ron! Hey! I still you! Let's go again! Ron! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Go ahead, go!
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are talking shop here at MD Radio before we take a holiday weekend break on September the 1st, Labor Day. And for the record, Bob, I'll put it out there. September 9th, I believe you're going to be the fill-in co-host, actually host, I should say. That happens to be my birthday, and I certainly won't be available on my birthday. I'm going to be God only knows where, but I will not be here. So you're going to have to bring us back from the holiday break, Big Bob. I know you're fully capable. Yep,
listen,
the man for that job. And real quick, I wanted to give Peter McGough, Muscular Development Senior Staff Writer, a happy belated birthday. I believe he just turned 40 over the weekend. Something?
Peter is... 62?
Numbers. He's like 40-something, isn't he?
I didn't think Peter would actually guess at that one, but I think 62, bro.
Yeah, man, he's been around for a minute. I met Peter back in 1988, Bob. It was my first year on the pro scene in England, and I remember a couple short years later, me and Tanya and I did the Arnold Classic, and he stuck us on his little paper magazine called Pumping Press.
Yes.
Before he made his way over to become the editor-in-chief at Flex Magazine during the 90s and ultimately land a solid position here at Muscular Development, and for which we are all better. Team Muscular Development got better with the addition of Peter McGough and his historic mind. They actually were making up nicknames for him on there because he's such a brilliant mind when it comes to bodybuilding. He's lived it. He's a walking encyclopedia.
Oh, yeah.
Happy belated birthday to Big Pete. We're lucky to have him there. But
well, listen, I'll hold the ship down next week. Well, you should enjoy your birthday, bro. 50 only comes around once, man.
I love it. You keep trying to push me up there. Older and older, man. Okay,
hey, you're older than me.
I'll
That's all
back.
I know.
I'll get you back at the end of the year when you have your birthday to close out 2013. But that being said, you had a question for me about who is he capable? Who is the most capable to take Phil Heath and knock him off his throne? I'm going to tell you, to be quite honest, Kai Greene impresses me to no end from where he came. He reminds me of a Ronnie Coleman-style bodybuilder, blue-collar, a kid that never really thought he was going to wind up where he's been, a guy that's made nearly $500,000 in prize money one of his years. I watched him do that in prize money alone, and this was a guy that was like a product of the state. Came from nothing, and I love those types of guys that are able to build themselves up from nothing and get up to the mountaintop. And physically speaking, there was a strong case to be made that he could have won it all last year with Phil Heath not being as crisp as he was the year prior, but it didn't come to fruition. That being said, we have the X factor in Big Rami. Now, Flex Wheeler's overly impressed with this kid who's greatly in need of some calves, reminiscent of Dennis Wolfe. But we've seen Ronnie Coleman, who suffered in the calf department as well, wind up racking off 8 Mr. Olympia wins, and nobody made a stink over his calves. And, of course, Dexter Jackson arguably had the worst pair of calves of any Mr. Olympia. Right?
Right.
I mean, okay, so is Rami is capable of winning the Olympia with no calves. He's got all the body parts. I don't know that he's got the muscle maturity and the detail yet for that stage to win it this particular year. So there's only one person that's capable of really shock and awe, and it's got to be Kai Greene, who's way under the radar right now. But looking at him posing and guest posing, he's got Ronnie Coleman-like muscularity that comes with age. And he hasn't let off, and there's been no rumors of injuries. He plans on coming a little drier, a little tighter, and coming as close as he did last year. I don't think he's going to make a mistake. And if anyone up there makes a mistake, I got to throw Kai Greene in the winner's circle. How about you?
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, if you're going by the odds, I mean, and this is really what sets up interesting, Sean, because I always like the stats. You know, I think the stats are very telling sometimes. You can see patterns with guys. You can see, you know, tendencies and whatnot. And if you look at Jay's, actually, I mean, Jay hasn't taken anything except a first or a second in over 10 years. So you almost don't want to paint out of the picture of either winning or at least even a runner-up. However, it's hard to imagine Jay placing over Kai at this point.
Right. I think what handicaps Jay, of course, is he's had to train back from an injury and probably train around the recovery of that injury, and he's also having to fight the hands of time. So he's coming back to try to capture something that he was holding on to. You know, 2 years is a long time, and I just don't know that he can recapture that with 6 months or 8 months of hardcore training. Granted, he looks phenomenal from where he came. Again, we're looking at pictures of him by himself, not standing on an Olympia lineup. And he looks even more impressive in the gym. He's always looked more impressive in the gym than he has on stage, in my opinion, unless he was being captured under the lens of course, Per Bernal in black and white photos. Jay is capable of coming back close to where he was, but he would have to supersede what he was in 2001 to really bring the shock and awe. I mean, we saw some things wrong with Jay's physique in terms of the skin on the lower back. It looked like one of the legs were a little more atrophied than the other leg. The bicep, of course, this time seemed to be catching up. Was Jay down in size? No. I mean, Phil beat Jay fully developed. Jay was Jay except for the bicep injury. But, of course, the skin didn't quite sit the same, and that happens sometimes to a 40-plus bodybuilder. But the one that's got to get probably the most props for consistency, we can't overlook the fact that Dexter Jackson, at 44 years young, is still Dexter Jackson.
And, I mean, I don't think anybody would argue, I don't think he's a threat for the title. I mean, he's an absolute threat in the top six. I mean, it's, again, if everybody comes in equal, and if Dexter comes in like he did when he won the Masters Olympia, I mean, he's in the top six. And like you said, for consistency, I mean, you got to give it up for this guy, bro. At his age to be, and Dexter still looks young. I mean, he still has young muscle, doesn't have that old man looking physique or the skin, you know, sometimes the skin isn't quite the same, but, you know, he's a contender, but again, is he a contender to win? I don't think so. I think there's basically three men. I think that's Phil, I think it's Kai, and I think it's, believe it or not, I'm going to put Big Rami in there.
Yeah, and I'm going to stay with that. I think Jay's going to round out fourth or fifth along with Dexter Jackson, and of course, Sean Roden, I think, will be up there. So the ones that are going to be left wanting on paper, I think, are going to be Branch Warren and a Dennis Wolf. Now, where does that leave, of course, Rolly Winkler, who won a contest this year? Where does that leave Evan Sinopani, who won the PBW championships? Where does it leave Steve Kuklo and these other winners that are going to be struggling to try to stay in that top 10?
Well, more importantly, where does it leave, like, a Branch Warren? Now, Branch and I put Dennis Wolf in the same category. These are two guys who have been perennial top five, top six finishers in their careers. Branch is high as second 1 year. But, like you said, time's a ticking. You got new guys in there. You got fresh blood. You got, you know, all those kind of factors. Is that more of a motivating factor for these two guys in particular? Because to me, they're right on the bubble. Like, they're going to have to bring their best, their A game to edge out some of these young bucks coming up, like the Big Ramis and these type of guys. You know, and again, even Evan Sinopani. Evan looked great and the show he won. He's a big boy. He's got a lot of muscle. He's made improvements. I still think he's got a little bit of thickness to go before he's, you know, knocking on the top three, not top four door. But he ain't far off either.
Yeah, well, there's no question. There's going to be a lot of guys outside that top six looking in from 7th to 10th place just trying to hang on. I can tell you, Bob, off the record, a few guys I don't believe are going to be in the top 10, and they may not like me for it, but on paper, I just don't see it happening. I just don't. I mean, as much potential as Cedric McMillan has for what he's gone through this year, I can't put him in my top 10.
Yeah, he's, you know, that's going to be interesting because he's a complete roll of the dice at this point. I mean, and nothing would shock me, Sean. If Cedric showed up and he nailed it, I mean, he would absolutely be up there in the mix. But you don't know which Cedric's going to show up. He has not shown that Dexter type of consistently, certainly. And you know, until we see that, you can't put him in there. Victor, we've seen come back, but again, now now has he had enough time to put on that size to go with the conditioning that we saw in New York? Again, that's a question mark. And then you got, you know, anybody from Ben Pekulski to Brandon Curry.
Along with Tony Freeman, our elder statesman, who'll be 46 years old. Of course, Troy Alves is doing the 212, which we haven't talked about. I want to talk about that after we take our final commercial break. But, you got Brandon Curry coming in there off of the Brazilian Arnold Classic Championships, Tony Freeman, Rolly Winkler. I mean, there's a slew of guys that are going to be on that stage that are going to, you know, kind of be window dressing.
Well, where do you put, I mean, and here's a question for you. If Lionel Bajecki nails it dead on, where do you put him?
Lionel Bajecki would, and another big question mark, he nails it on August the 31st. Can he hold on another 4 weeks to Columbus, Ohio? Now, mind you, this is a guy that's been doing it since summer. You know, it's a long stretch, that last 4 weeks to the Olympia, and he could wind up coming in flat, burned out, and totally off, and fall right out of that top 10. Getting a ticket to the Olympia is not an easy ride. Getting there, is hard to do, but making an impact on that stage is even harder, and I don't know that he's going to have enough gas in the tank should he qualify out there in Finland. I don't know. Either you go for the experience or you get the qualification and you get the best seat in the house and you go and watch and see what you need to bring to your next pro show. I'm not 100% sure sucking it up for another 4 weeks is going to guarantee him anything, but he would have to be going to the Olympia knowing and believing he can be in the top 10.
Well, here's something I'm kind of conjuring as I'm looking at the point standings. Right now you've got Tony Freeman leading the pack, who's not going anywhere. He's in. Johnny Jackson, who's also in for sure. Ben Pekulski. That's your top three. Now, fourth and fifth, you got Ed Nunn with 9 points. You got Juan Morell at 8. And then you got right underneath these guys, Jonathan De La Rosa, Hide, Mike Kefalianos, and Lionel Bajecki and Issa. So any one of those guys who, if they came into Finland and place in that top two or three would get enough points. Here's my question to you, though, Sean. Juan Morell is in fifth place right now with a solid 8 points, but he has said emphatically he is not doing the Olympia. If that's the case, should he just be taken out of the point standing and allow the other guys to bump up?
I think he should, but even if those other guys did bump up, I mean, Hida Tata's not going. He's done. He's still recovering from the wrist injury. John De La Rosa realizes he's still a work in progress. He's not even interested. So there's a lot of guys that may have that opportunity but just aren't going to go because they realize in their mind it's pointless. There's nothing to be had going for that Olympia stage. So you'd be shuffling around a lot of guys for no apparent reason whatsoever. But either way, I think the system is good. The one we have in place, it seems to be working. There'll be a lot of guys up there that are not going to be competing for the top 10, but they will be there for the experience. And that's one experience I wouldn't want to take away from any of those bodybuilders, including our 212, which we're going to talk about on our final, right after our final commercial break. Can James Flex Lewis do the two-peat? We're going to find out at the Olympia Showdown this September 26th and 27th after this commercial break here with Bob Ciccarillo and Sean Ray.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Novatest
Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the zero limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Coming Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th to the Las Vegas Convention Center, the newest line of supplements from Gear Nutrition with the biggest stars in bodybuilding and fitness. Join us as we share the latest in pharmaceutical-grade nutritional supplements and meet the sports leaders in bodybuilding and fitness, like former UFC light heavyweight champion Shogun Rua, Hall of Famers Sean Ray and Kevin Lavrone, plus future Mr. Olympia hopefuls Aaron Clark and Justin Compton. Great products and Hall of Fame leaders bringing quality and performance to nutritional stores near you. Visit us online at www.gearednutra.com and stop by our booth 1841 at the Mr. Olympia Expo weekend, where we create history. Arriving at Joe Weider's Olympia Weekend 2013 in Las Vegas, Nevada, the new standard in sports nutrition. Gear, genetically enhanced anabolic research, our shock series of G-Shock, E-Shock, and Max-Shock that utilize the patent-pending Beat Drive technology are not just another pump line of products. They redefine the nitric oxide category, soon to be available at retailers worldwide. Stop in and pick them up and feel the difference for yourself. Gear. We create history. www.gearnutra.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys.
All right, we're coming to a close here at MD Radio, but before we do that, we wanted to talk a little bit about our upcoming 212-pound Olympia Showdown competitors, and James Flex Lewis from Wales is going to be coming back to defend his title. And, of course, he's got a few challengers along the way, familiar names. Now, these guys, they all came from the 202 division. They all moved up into this round. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they got heavier. You know that Jose Raymond won the New York Pro Show, and he was about maybe 200 pounds, 202 pounds, Bob. But where is James Flex Lewis's greatest threat going to come from in this division?
Well, I tell you what. This division is loaded. I mean, just listen to these top names. Now, you got Flex Lewis, who's a defending champ, and he's going to be tough to beat. I mean, the kid's got everything going for him, but here's who he's got on his tail. Jose Raymond, David Henry, Samuel Haddad, what's his name, Eduardo Correa, Mark Dugdale, and here's the most intriguing name to me on this list because he's untested and unproven in here, Troy Alves.
Yeah, 46 years young, Troy Alves finds his way back to the Olympia in the 212-pound, where I believe he actually belongs, but I'm not sure he's got the legs to stand up there with these young guys like Jose and, of course, Eduardo Correa and some of these guys. Eduardo arguably has got to be the hardest, driest guy in that entire lineup, but is put together a little bit funky when it all comes down to it.
Well, you can't be, yeah, I mean, I like his physique, but he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. If he goes small, he's sliced. I mean, he's as hard as a rock, but then he's too small. If he goes bigger, you're right, he's a little bit funky, and those flaws tend to come out when he packs on. He tends to look a little heavy in the midsection, you know, a little barrel shaped when he goes heavier. But I tell you what, you don't have that opportunity here. Jose Raymond is a brick. I mean, this kid, you know, is a instant contender, and he's going to be pushing. And you got the reemergence of David Henry. Now, you know, everybody has to remember, David Henry had some good time off this last year or so. Him and his wife had a baby, so, I mean, you know, they're obviously busy doing the business of parenthood and all that stuff. But, you know, he's got a little renewed sense in him. He's got a little bit of fire underneath him. And, you know, again, even the rest of the lineup, bro. I mean, you look at Guy Cisternino, Raul Jimenez, Al Auguste. I mean, you know, these guys are not slouches.
Well, not to mention they'll be competing of upwards of $60,000 going into this weekend. And, of course, the Mr. Olympia weekend itself, for the first time ever, Bob, will be at the $1 million payout.
Yes.
Quietly, they've added $50,000 to the overall payment plan for all these guys, and so that's good news for all the athletes.
That's great news. I mean, you know, you can't say enough about the efforts of Robin Chang, of course, and our good friends at AMI for bumping this up. I thought for sure they're going to wait till next year, you know, to hit that that million mark on the 50th anniversary and all that. But hey, we'll take it sooner rather than later. And I tell you what, it bumped up the 212 money, the women's physique money, which is a first time event, along with the men's physique at the Olympia. And you know, just getting back to this 212 real quick. I mean, these names just keep growing. I'm just looking down. You got Tricky Jackson, who we saw his best physique ever at just this past show that he won.
Right, and at the end of the day, I mean, the numbers are reflective of the interest of people that continue to support the dream that was Ben and Joe Weider in the Olympia in terms of the expo, in terms of the sponsors, in terms of the growth of the physique and the bikini, and, of course, the addition of the 212 division. I mean, the dollars are starting to make sense. Of course, would we like to see it better? Yes, we would. But as we add more and more departments, the money's got to be spread around. But we got to remember, Bob, most of these athletes didn't get into this sport to make money. It's now become a money-making business, and therefore they're taking it even more serious, taking the role of bringing in their nutritionists, their tanning, getting their board shorts, getting their bikinis, you know, blinged out and all that stuff, the hair, the makeup. This is a very expensive sport to be involved in. And now, with the addition of more shows moving forward into 2014, we'll be headed into China. We now know that Australia is trying to get another secondary pro show to go along with what Tony Doherty's already doing out there in March. They're trying to get something for the month of October. We do know that there's another Arnold Classic conversation taking place right now in China, potentially South Africa, maybe even over in Australia. We don't know, but there's more and more shows popping up in and around our sport, which means more and more money-making opportunities for these athletes.
Well, and not just by shows, but, you know, we've been, you know, kind of keen on these 212 guys. The 212 class created opportunity. Exactly what the men's physique and the women's physique classes that we've added on are doing. It's giving these athletes an opportunity to showcase their talents amongst those of their like kind, not getting buried in a lineup. James Flex Lewis, Jose Raymond, Troy Elves, Mark Doug, all these guys got contracts. And they've got contracts because, not just because they're great bodybuilders, but, again, it's far more impressive to be the best in the world at what you do rather than, you know, 12th or 14th or 15th in a competition. So I think it's been a great opportunity for the athletes, and that's exactly why we added these divisions in.
Well, we're getting a lot closer to the 49th Annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia Weekend coming up the last Saturday in the month of September. Next week is a holiday, Labor Day weekend. We're going to take Monday off, and Bob Chick will be back Monday, September 9th, with all the details of what goes down at the Valente Cup and, of course, the North Americas, and a wrap-up from Finland. Stay tuned to MuscularDevelopment.com and follow us so you can get all the updated real-time posts and information, videos, and, of course, interviews with the best athletes in our sport. So with that, we've come to a close for this edition of Muscular Development Radio. And for Bob Ciccarillo, we want to wish all of you guys out there a very safe and happy Labor Day weekend. When we come back, it'll be time for some Monday Night Football. For all our good folks here at Muscular Development Radio, peace, and we're out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.